Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, Rabbosai, if you have the packet here, right, Ilan, everyone has the Chumash packet?
Yeah, Rabbi, I posted it earlier, I'm going to post it again now.
Okay, the packet of Chukas Balak. So it's you have a double Parsha this week. And, okay. So we have a nice packet here. It's a 42-page packet, so we're not going to read every word here, but you, over Shabbos, you want to look at it more, you'd be happy to look at it. Okay, the Torah says, V'adaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron le'emor, Zos hukas ha-Torah. Shetziva Hashem le'emor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'ichu elecha pora aduma t'mima. So this is the parasha of pora aduma. She'ein ba'mum, asher lo ala ol. And then it speaks about burning the Parah Aduma. And it's interesting that, you know, when you burn something, so you have ashes, right? And ashes is afer, right? Afer is ashes. So if you look in the Pesukim here, and we'll see Rav Moshe Bixatel and the Chaim Moshe points this out, it says on Pasuk Tess on page 4, Vasaf Ish Torah is Afer HaPara, right? A for a para, that's the ashes, because they burnt the para. But in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it calls it Lokul Atome Me'offer Sreifa Sachatas. It calls it offer. Offer is dirt. So what's that? What is this change from Afer to offer? Lachari Afer is what's going on here, not offer. Take a look in the Sefer Chayim Moshe by Rav Moshe Bixatzal on page 17. So in Parshas Chukas, he asks, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, zos Chukas haTorah." Yesh nadas madu v'dibar Kadosh Baruch Hu gam al Aaron b'tzivoy zu. Because why most Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor? Why is Aaron brought in here? Why is Aaron brought in here? And b'frat shirach Moshe osas haPorah, for lo Aaron. And then, so that's the first question that Rav Bick raises. Hikshom first of Masha Omra Kosov Zos Chukas HaTorah. Halo Eimbo Ela Chukas HaPara. Why does it say Zos Chukas HaTorah? It's not the Chukas HaTorah, it's the Chukah of the Para. Torah means the Torah in general. Why are you speaking about Chukas HaTorah? Speaking about Chukas HaPara. And then Rav Bick asks, what's the change? It says Afer HaPara. And then it says, Offer Tzreifa Sachatas. So he quotes from the Tchelas Mordechai, the Afer v'Offer him base hafochim. So these are two different things, Offer and Afer. The Afer lav bar gibelhu. Right? We know in Hilcha Shabbos that certain things, if you have different disjoint things and you put water in it, you'll make one big glob. So Afer won't make the big glob. The ashes won't become one big glob. But if you have dirt, that'll become, and put water in it, that'll become one big glob. So why did the Torah change the Lashon from Afer to Offer? So he quotes the Gemara Kedushin in Lamed Aved Beis on the Pasuk Alkein in Chukas. Alkein Yomar B'Sefer Melchamas Hashem Esvahi B'Sufa. So the Gemara in Kedushin Darshans, and you can look in the packet here. Afil Avu Mano Varava Talmido. You have a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud. When they're learning Torah and they're arguing it out. So they're like enemies, you know, arguing with each other. But in the end, Einan Zazin Ad Shanasim Oavim Zelazeh. But in the end, they become best friends, because it's no real animosity there. They're just arguing out the Torah. Shalosim b'Torah shi'im sefer az melchamas Hashem sha'omdim kishrei melchamas zeim ze b'sinah aval azvay b'sufa havihim ava k'moshe doshu sha'onasim ovim zel azeh. So that's the that Gemara Kedushin talks about the when a person learns Torah, so that's what happens. The argument brings Ava, because in the beginning there's Sonim Zedzeh, because each one believes this is the truth. Each one believes this is the truth. So he writes here on page 18 on the bottom, on the left side, on the right side rather. The Iker Kinyan Torah Baba Machloikas. The Iker of Kinyan Torah comes about with Machloikas. That you're arguing, you're fighting and learning. Ze echa maksha, echa mataritz. Ze bona, ze soser. And that's the famous Gemara that we'll look at inside. I'm not going to show you everything. So a lot of the Makaras that we put in the packet. But if there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia on page 9, the Peidalan Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Nach nafshei de Rav Shimon Malokish. When Reish Lakish died, have a kibbutzayr, Rabbi Yochanan Basrei Tuva. So Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. Why? Amru Rabbanan, man leizel leizvul ledaite, nizel Rabbi Lezer ben Padas. So maybe Rabbi Lezer ben Padas should come to Rabbi Yochanan and calm him down. Azel Yosef kamei kol milsu, have a omar, Rabbi Yochanan omar latanid maseilach. Amru atkvar, kamar lakisha, bar lakisha gava amina milsa, have a makshe li esrin of arba kushiasa. Whereas he says, you, when I say something over, you give me 24 rayas why I'm right. Reish Lakish, whenever I say something, he gives me 24 rayas why I'm wrong. In other words, he challenges me. So, in other words, we don't want yes mans, says Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, that's what people today, some people today, they're just yes men, you know. Oh, they make people into, you know. Oh, yes, yes, yes. No, Reish Lakish would think it through, and if he thought there was a problem, he would raise a question. In other words, the Limud Torah is not about just being a yes man and say, oh, we're not saying that you're supposed to, you know, Yisodus Amuna, you can't be Makabel Yisodus Amuna. But when you're learning Torah, in other words, you think it through, and if you agree, you agree. But if you don't agree, you should ask your kashas. It's a masu matan. And that's what Torah is all about. And that brings the emes. The emes doesn't come from some, oh, yeah, this is what he said, right. No, it comes from thinking it through. In other words, today, a lot of times, people just take notes. And they never think things through. They just, I always say that, you know, you don't come to yeshiva to learn to become a court stenographer. You know, to just, you come to yeshiva to learn, this I've said many times, and people know that I've said this many times. You come to, Rebbe says over, and then you think about what he said. And you look inside. That's why, if I would just lecture you, then you would have to trust what I'm saying. That's why I give you a packet, so you could see what it really says. Not my version of what it says. But it really says, and then we can argue and discuss, and then that brings out the beauty of learning Torah. That's the beauty of learning Torah, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan missed Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish wouldn't just always say yes. If he would agree, he'd say yes. So he says. So Rav Bik says that's why in the beginning it's Afer and then it's Ofer, because Afer can never become one unit. That's the beginning of the parsha. That's what the people are arguing and learning. In the end, they come to an agreement. That's offer, because offer is bar gibel. Offer, you can take offer and put water, and it's one klab. Efer will never become one klab. So efer is the beginning of the sre of the par aduma. And that's the idea of what Torah is about. Torah is not about, you know, the Rebbe coming in and lecturing and just taking notes and then just spitting it back. You have to hear what the Rebbe says and think about it and review it. And then if you don't understand, you have to ask questions, and it's working it through. And that's, he quotes here, the Medrash that's quoted in the Yismach Moshe. Here it's on page 19. You'll see all these Makoros are in the packet as well, but I don't have time now to read everything in the original, but it's in this packet. You can go through it. But the it says, the Medrash says, the Medrash Pliya, Mara Korach Lachlok al Moshe. Why did Korach argue with Moshe? Parshas Para Aduma Ra. That's what the Yismach Moshe says. Parshas Para Aduma. So what's Pshat in that? What's the connection? So he says, because Parshas, he says, "Fidereidu v'yorim shukevin shalom is bonin korach beParshas paradum l'havin malas midas atron u'gunusa machlokas anil beParshas paraduma ha'adoma be'ain of Parshas paraduma kichuka she'im batam." He says like this: Kaven shalos bonim korach beparshas paraduma l'havin malas midas hasholom gedusa machlokas anil beparshas paraduma. Because hayadom be'ena parshas paraduma kichoka she'im batam l'chein chigia lachlok al Moshe hepech midas hasholom uvize yuvem shaper mashen isyachet adiba parshas tulgam Aaron. Lumatzino came b'shar. Why is Aaron mentioned here? Moshe is represent the Torah, and Aaron is Midas HaShalom. But you need both of them. You know, in other words, you start off with learning the Torah and really trying to understand it, and then you come to the Madrega that you. And in the beginning, it's not Shalom, but at the end, it ends up with Shalom. And in Parshas Paraduma, that's what, in other words, Korach didn't look at Parshas Paraduma. He was just, had the machloikas. He says he doesn't, you know, Paraduma is a chok, there's no reason, so he argues with Moshe. But the whole idea of Parshas Paraduma is that it starts with Afer, and then it comes to offer. So you start with arguing and not understanding, and then you each have an open mind to try to get to the conclusion. And then you end up with Shalom. But if you don't really understand what Paraduma is about, you just say, oh, it's a chok for lotam. So if it doesn't have a reason, so then I can challenge it, right? But the point is, no, it's a process. It's a process. The process is to try to understand the Torah. And in the beginning, you're both having different ways of understanding it. And then you come, you know, Nasim Ovim Zeh Lazeh. And it's interesting. So the Torah says in Parshas Balak, Mimona offer Yaakov Misparas Rov Yisrael. So what is the offer of Yaakov? So Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says a fascinating thing. You know what? What the offer of Yaakov is? When people would do a bris milah, they would what? They would take the orla afterwards and they would cover it in offer. And the idea being that if you look in the Yad Sholem, the idea being is that the bris milah is the one mitzvah that makes Klal Yisrael into the Jewish, separates them from the Umos Olam. My brother-in-law, Noam Osband, told me that his father, the late Dr. Michael Osband, was a moyel, and he was told that after he would do a milah, he would say, now we welcome this baby into the Jewish nation. Because that's the symbol of, in other words, of being part of the Jewish nation. Because anything else we do is external to our bodies. But this is the Brischa Shechasamta Bifsareinu. And that's what the Gemara says in page 31 in Sanhedrin. The case says to Rav Tanchum, let's be one nation. So he says, can't be, because we have Mila. So we can't, that by definition separates us into a different nation. So he says in Sefer Yad Sholem, Bilam wanted to tell Balak to cause Israel to sin and be a one nation with the Goyim. But he says he saw Hein Am Levadad Yishkon, Goyim Lo Yischashav. And then Mimona Afar Yaakov. Why Goyim Lo Yischashav? Because Mimona Afar Yaakov. Because why? What's the Afar Yaakov? That's the Bris Mila. Because the Bris Mila, after they would cut off the Orla, they would what? They would bury it in the Afar. And that's, and therefore, that's what the Targum. So once Bilam saw that, so he saw that there's no hope that the Klal Yisrael is going to become one nation with the other nations, because this is the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. So we saw here two things. In Parshas Chukos, we saw the idea of the offer and the Afer, and then the offer. Meaning in Limud HaTorah, it's a discussion. Vahiv Besufa. You start off arguing. It's not just you start off listening and taking notes and then spitting it back. You try to understand it. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan appreciated Reish Lakish more than he appreciated anyone else. Because everyone else didn't want to question anything he said. And Reish Lakish did. And therefore they could have a meaningful discussion and a meaningful discourse. That's why, and then they have Shalom at the end. The offer, as Rav Bick said, the Afer becomes the offer. And Bris Mila in Parshas Balak keeps the Jewish nation into one unit. They can't be part of any other nation. Mimona offer Yaakov. Hein Am Levada Yishkon comes from Mimona Afar Yaakov. Oh, so I thought the thing to bring everything together is the famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger here on page 39. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva about a yosom. So he doesn't have a father, and he has a grandfather. And the grandfather maybe will be the moyel. The question is, who should make the bracha lachnisu bebriso shel Avraham Avinu? So should we say the grand? Normally, the father makes the bracha lachnisu. But the Ravid says that if the father's not there, that the Sandik should make it. So here the grandfather was the Moyel, and there was someone else was the Sandik, and they had a discussion who should be the one to say the bracha of Lachnisim. Is the Sandik the one who's Machnisim? Or should the grandfather who's the Moyel do it? So first he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that maybe the Sandik should do it. Because maybe Rav Shomer Tofes Hatino came called me Baruch Hazu, Maybe he's the Shliach Bezdin, and he's, you know. So he says, no. He says, so what does he say? He keeps talking. He says, because Bris Mila has another component to it. He quotes from the Kli Yakar, the Olos Ephraim. He says, the Olos Ephraim says that there are two aspects. Besides the mitzvah of Bris Mila and the physical taking off of the Orla, the Bris Mila also takes off the Orla of the heart. In other words, when the Orla comes off, then there's a metaphysical impediment of having something, Torah, penetrate the heart of the person if he doesn't have a Bris Mila. So when you do a Bris Mila, the Orlas HaLev comes off. Not only the Orlas HaGuf comes off, but the Orlas HaLev comes off. And so therefore, he quotes Orlas Ephraim, page 41. Orlas HaLev, Shemila, Chitzoni, Susiba, Lamila, Pnimis, Orlas HaLev. So he says like this. In other words, the bracha of Vachniso is about now he can learn Torah. Now he can learn Torah. So he says, like this. He says, the father, he says, the Zendig Rabbi Tochamila, the Zidis Kelamul Orlas Lavava Lahaskil Matorah Mitzvahs. It came in the Chiv Gomer Lavi Av Lamot Torah. In other words, the Chiv to teach Torah is a mitzvah on the father, but it's also a mitzvah on the grandfather. It's also a mitzvah on the mayor grandfather. So Mamela, the grandfather, since he has a Chiv to learn, teach his grandson Torah also, then his connection to the Bris Mila is greater than anyone else, even greater than the Sandik. Because since the purpose of the Bris Mila is to take away the Orla Salev, to penetrate the Torah inside the person, so the person who has it, so normally it's the father, but if the father is not there, so then you give it to the grandfather. So he has the right to make the Bracha of Lachniso, which is going on the Talmud Torah that the son is going to learn, because he has a chiv of teaching his Torah to his grandson. So Mamela, he has that kedima to make the bracha of Lachniso, because the Bris Mila is attached to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the Bris Mila takes away the Orla Salev. And Mamela, so that combines the two things that we were discussing in Parshas Chukas, the idea of Talmud Torah, of having the discussion back and forth, that the Afer, it's disjoint, and then Offer, and then Parshas Chukas, and then a Parshas Balak, we're taught about Mimona Offer Yaakov. That who could count the Offer of Yaakov, and the Targum Yonason says that's the Offer representing the Bris Mila, that the Orla was covered up, was buried in the ground. The Orla was buried in the ground, and then now we can put the two things together, because the chukas was the chukas haTorah, the liman haTorah, and we in this parsha there's a very famous Orachayim Hakadosh about the shira of Torah, but the idea of the liman haTorah was the Bris Mila parsha's chukas offer Yaakov, and they're one together, because the Bris Mila facilitates the ability to learn Torah. So whoever has a chiv to teach the son or grandson Torah has a kedima in the Bris Milah. And therefore, if the father usually will say Lachniso, but the father's not there, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, don't give it to the Sandak, the Brach of Lachniso. Give it to the grandfather, because he has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah. And that's Klal Yisrael is going to be a separate nation because of Bris Milah. Because that's what the Gemara says. You can't be mona offer Heim an levada yishkon. We saw it in the packet. Why is Heim the Yad Shalom? Why is Heim an levada yishkon? Because be mona offer Yaakov. Because they have a Bris Milah, so they can never be part of another nation. So you can never say, let Klal Yisrael become part of another nation. Because be mona offer Yaakov. So Bris Milah is not just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. It represents the Jewish people. That's why the Bnei Yisachar says, if you don't do Bris Milah, there's kares, which you cut yourself off from the whole community. If you don't shake lulav, you're not chayv kares. I'm not saying you shouldn't take lulav, but if you don't do Bris Milah, that's why the Bris Milah is chayv kares, says the Bnei Yisachar, because it's not a singular mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that represents all Tariq mitzvahs. It represents your connection to the Jewish people. That's why Dr. Osman, Zichron Levracha, would say, after he did a Bris Milah, well, I was told by his son, Noam, to now welcome to the Jewish community. Because now you're part of that Jewish community that's with the Bris Milah. Not with any other mitzvah, with the Bris Milah. You're welcome to the Jewish community. And that's why it's so important. It's not just, and therefore, Bris Milah is the facilitator for learning Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's tshuva. If there's no father there, then the kedima to the brach of Lachniso, you give it to the grandfather. Because anyone who has a chiyuv to teach the Torah to this kid is going to have a bigger chiyuv, a bigger kedima to the Bris Milah. And that's perhaps the idea of Achdus Yisrael of Eisek HaTorah Bris Milah. Okay, Rabotai, it's good to see you all. I wish you all a good Shabbos. Ilan Sasson and Harav Eric Goldstein, the Sadal Fishman from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. So good to see you. Ari Merzov from Florida. Great to see you. And Izzy Muller from Florida. It's good to see you. And Asher Shannonbrook from Washington Heights now. And Penny Rapp, it's good to see you. And Atamara, Muncie, Yer HaKodesh, it's good to see you. And Ezra Hagler, so good to see you. Dov Fink from Silver Spring, Maryland. And Aryeh Berman, Teaneck, New Jersey. Yosef Katan of Muncie, Ari Merzov. From Shlomo Garfinkel, it's a pleasure for you to come to our shiur. And Josh Blau. It's good to see you always, Ezra Hagler, Rabbi Eric Goldstein, Gilad Madner, it's a pleasure, and Ilan Sassor of Yosef Katan. Okay, so Ezra Shem will continue on Monday with the Pikuach Nefesh, and let me wish you all a very good Shabbos, and we'll be in touch, Ezra Shem.
We'll start with questions.
Yeah.